This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. Truly the most unique gun shop you've ever seen in your life. Now then, they're about to have campus carry right now in Texas. And, well, in Austin, three professors are duking it out in court for the right to ban guns in their classrooms. They were told this past Monday they will be punished if they do, according to the latest legal back and forth prompted by the Texas new campus carry law. Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote in a legal brief filed Monday, faculty members are aware that state law provides that guns can be carried on campus and that the president has not made a rule excluding them from classrooms. As a result, any individual professor who attempts to establish such prohibition is subject to discipline. This warning was meant as a clear message to UT professors Mia Carter, Jennifer Glass, and Lisa Moore, who sued the university and state in federal court last month to temporarily block in the implementation of campus carry. The new law, which went into effect just last week, allows licensed gun owners to carry concealed handguns into most buildings on college campuses, where they were previously allowed just in common areas like quads and sidewalks. I don't know why they don't want this to be going on, because people that go through the process of getting the permit are among the most law-abiding on known to man. State's lawyers in their Monday filing asked Judge Lee Yackel to throw out the professor's lawsuit. The educators fired back in their own brief, calling again for Yackel to halt the law for one semester so they can hold a public trial on whether campus carry violates their constitutional rights to free speech and equal protection. Wow, we're really interpreting the First Amendment a long way out there, aren't we, huh? Professor's lawyers say the law and the UT's own campus carry rules are too vague for his clients to know if and how they might be punished if they try to keep gun owners out of their classroom. How are they going to know? That's the question. How are they going to know? let's see. Professor's attorneys wrote, no person of common intelligence, and one would think that the tenured plaintiffs rise at least to that level, can figure out what governs them on this issue under Texas law and UT policies. They go on to say that there's nothing in state law or UT policy that explicitly forbids professors to ban guns in classrooms, so then the question is whether there is any policy at all that would bar plaintiffs from doing what they want to do, or that would punish them in some way if they did so. So what they're saying is since there is no language in there that says they can't do it, therefore they must be able to do it, which is liberal. That's a liberal thing. That's a liberal way to go. The state's briefs, attorneys from Paxton's agency say the law is clear. It gives campus presidents the ability to designate each school's limited gun-free zones And if classrooms are not expressly for excluded or included in the campus policy as off-limits to firearms, then guns must be allowed there. So why aren't these guys, why aren't these three ladies going after the president of UT Austin? Why aren't they having a little sit-down with him? The president is the sole individual authorized to establish gun exclusion zones on UT Austin's campus. He has not designated classrooms as gun exclusion zones. Wait a minute, this is an academic. Why are we going legal if an academic has got a complaint from another academic? Why aren't these two academics getting together and being academic utopian punks together and going ahead and getting their stuff? Getting what they want it to be. Yackel could decide by week's end whether to grant the professor's request to temporarily block the law. While their attorney said it would apply only to them and the students they will teach in the fall, Yackel acknowledged granting their request would be a slippery slope that would allow other professors at UT and every other public university in Texas an excuse to ban guns in their classrooms. And that is the way it is. That is, I mean, here, finally we have a judge who's making a good call. Thank you, sir. You are a rare, rare vintage wine. There's been 50 Republican national security experts that have disavowed Trump as a candidate for the presidency. What they're hoping that we as Republican voters will take away from this is that we should not vote for him. They claim he would be reckless. I don't know how they know that. These guys must be like Nostradamus. For most conservatives, defending Trump is not a comfortable position. But how are these self-described experts so certain of this? He's never held political office. His entire life has been spent in the business world, not just business, but the business of building things, creating jobs for tens of thousands of people around the world. A few ventures failed, most didn't. But none of these experts have a clue as to how he would operate as president. They're only speculating here. That is all they can do. That's all anybody can do. They can get together and gang up in a group letter. Their little ploy, one can only assume, is to get Hillary elected. What does this tell us about these people? First of all, if they could succeed in not having, if Trump is elected president, then their complete and total credibility is dashed. If they can keep Trump from being elected, if Hillary gets elected, they can hang this on Trump. They can say it wasn't because of them. They can say it was because of Trump because he was such a bad candidate. What they're saying, though, out the side of their mouth, is that you guys were stupid. You guys were stupid for picking up on Trump and voting for Trump. We don't care that you voted for him in droves. We don't care that you voted for him more than any other candidate in our history. We don't care about that. All we care about is that we're in charge, and we like the plum jobs that we got right now, and we're going to keep these jobs, even if it means we got to give you Hillary, and even if it means it puts the country into duress. Nothing we can't fix. Nothing. She can't break anything we can't put back together. That's what they're saying. What are they selling their souls for here? It's about their instinctive protection of the D.C. establishment, which is a little different between, you know, there's not a whole bunch of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans on this one. They're just looking at their turf, and this letter proves it. Where were these guys 8 years ago when Obama decided to lead from behind, caused chaos around the world? When Hillary took on Libya as her personal project, where were they then? What about Shahram Amiri in Iran, whose name she revealed in an unsecured email, who got hung? Where were they on him? These self-described experts are letters not going to mean anything to the people that voted for Trump. It may just tip them over the edge toward Trump. With our national security at the lowest point since 9/11, these folks do not have much credibility. This gaggle of so-called experts wants us to vote for Hillary. They may as well do, they probably will clinch the election for Trump. Because nobody trusts them now. As we go into this break, I give you two quotes. One from Bertrand Russell, even when the experts all agree, they may well be mistaken. And Steven Weinberg, an expert is a person who avoids the small errors while sweeping onto the grand fallacy. That whole nonsense just makes me giggle. But that's okay. It's cool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
astonishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community?
A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique.
The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
And we can't play that much of it or we'll get in trouble. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out at tacticalholsters.com, a very old sponsor of mine. There's thousands of ways to configure this. This is the best thick Kydex holster you will ever see. Indestructible, really. Whether it's concealed or out in the open, they got the holster for you. Now then, Pamela Geller. She's not known for mincing words, and she lays it out in black and white at Breitbart. She said, it's hard to escape the conclusion that the Obama FBI wanted me and the other speakers at the event dead. Now, for people to get out there and get butthurt when Donald Trump opens his mouth and says some of the things he says, there's no ambiguity about what Pam Geller's saying here. This is a breathtaking accusation. The assassination of a political opponent is supposed to be, that's something Putin does. Trump endures fierce criticism for alleging otherwise. It's part of the evidence some use to pronounce him crazy. But thanks to the lefty media, who wish to exonerate Muslim terrorists by claiming entrapment, we know some harrowing facts. So here we have it from Pamela Geller, explaining this to Breitbart. She says, the Daily Beast recently reported that days before an ISIS sympathizer attacked a cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, he received a text from an undercover FBI agent, Tear Up Texas. The agent messaged this to Elton Simpson days before he opened fire at the Draw Muhammad event, according to an affidavit filed in federal court last Thursday. The Beast, Katie Zavedsky, also revealed that the undercover agent was at our free speech event in Garland, where Simpson and Nadir Sufi attempted a jihad massacre. While I do believe that undercover FBI agents have to play along with the jihadis they're dealing with, because in order to be an informant, you have to have credibility, it's a whole other thing if you're encouraging and cheering on the proposed murder of Americans who are standing in defense of the freedom of speech, and then not doing anything about it. Why did the FBI only have one agent there and not a team waiting for them to shoot back? Now we find they were in on the planning of the jihad attack and did nothing about it. If you recall, the FBI only got around to alerting Garland police about Simpson's jihad plans 3 hours before our event. It was Garland police, not the FBI, that coordinated all the super security efforts with our own security team. The FBI knew about the impending attack. One of their agents told Simpson to tear up Texas, and an accomplice of Simpson was even communicating with the undercover agent at the time of the attack. The Beast reported that this accomplice asked the undercover officer about the Draw Muhammad event's security size and police presence during the event, according to an affidavit filed in court. The affidavit does not specify what the undercover responded to questions about size and security. We could ask why not. Why weren't the agents' answers released? They knew about the attack, yet they didn't have a team there in case the jihadis started shooting. If all of this is true, and we've got the FBI coordinating hit squads against citizens that may not be down with the narrative, this is one of these things that if this gets out there and gets any legs at all and is proven to be true, this is the downfall of a great many things and people. I would go so far as to say at that particular point, if somebody is inciting violence when they are supposed to be against violence, when they're supposed to be guarding against violence, policing violence, preventing violence, if they're actually inspiring violence and inciting it, giving intel to jihadis, I would have to say the FBI loses all jurisdiction in these United States. They can no longer be trusted. For me, I don't know how that would play. I can only imagine what happens if the FBI comes up and presents their credentials to me. what I would have to say or what I would have to do. I'd probably be on the phone with Maloney. Hey, man, the FBI is here. I don't recognize their authority, and I'm thinking about resisting. Advice, please. So that's a bombshell. That's one of those that, you know, that kind of thing. Have you heard that anywhere else? Has anybody else brought that one out? I haven't seen it anywhere. Have you heard that from anybody, Ben?
No.
So you heard it first here, according to Ben. Yeah. According to Ben. So, you know, Ben says so. That's the way it's got to be. That's one of those things that is a game changer. We need to find out if there was actually a team doing this, who was in charge of the team, and on whose orders they were acting out on. We already know things like, we know they're fully capable of this. We knew this with Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious, they were sending guns to the Sinaloas. No intention of stopping these guns. This was all to get gun control together. They didn't care if people died doing this. So what if a few people die because they're drawing Muhammad? We can't have this going against the narrative. We want to import these Syrians in here. We need to have more Somalians coming in here. I don't know if they think that if they're nice to these guys. I mean, Obama, if Obama was to go into the middle of ISIS territory, he would be sliced and diced. They look at him as the weakest. The weakest. They think it's funny what he says. They laugh about it. I mean, I read the magazine stuff to you about what they say about it. It's all rhetoric as far as they're concerned. And I mean, it's to what end? I have no idea. You're not going to be able to appease these people. Importing them in here, they're laughing while they're coming here. President is bringing us more of us in there. How great. Allah be praised. You know, all of that stuff. That's one thing. It's quite another thing when you get out there and you've decided you're going to throw American citizens under the bus. And I, for one, am very glad that that Garland City cop, that 60-year-old dude with his Glock Model 21, dispatched those guys as fast as he did, as ruthlessly as he did. That was great. That was stupendous. That was great. When we get back, we're going to talk about a supposed conspiracy going on right now amongst in gangland in Chicago. Because they're going to line up and start ambushing cops. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Self-Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I get told by a lot of people that I don't need to clean my weapon every time after I fire it. But, you know, my military background had me doing that. And if I'm going to do that, it's going to be with Frog Lube forever. Check them out. They are the best. There's a reason I have worked with them as long as I have. We get this disturbing report out of Chicago where three prominent street gangs held a meeting last week where a plot was hatched to ambush and assassinate police officers. The Chicago Sun-Times, citing an alert issued to Chicago officers, reported Monday that the meeting took place on Thursday between the gang's Vice Lords, Black Disciples, and Four Corner Hustlers. According to the paper, the Four Corner Hustlers have provided guns and pinpointed a sniper in place. Now, at this moment, authorities are still unsure where the alleged sniper spot is placed. The gang is also funneling weapons to the other two gangs. Police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, that's a name, declined to comment on the situation, saying the department does not comment on any security measures. Dean Angelo, the president of Lodge 7 of the Fraternal Order of Police, said the O'Neill family attorney and statements from the Independent Police Review Authority were to blame for the threats. We had inflammatory and false rhetoric coming from Michael Oppenheimer and statements that weren't true, Angelo said. You also have a lead investigator and police involved desk talking about how shocking and disturbing this is. Threats come after the officer involved shooting death of the man. Police chased the teen into a South Shore neighborhood on July 28th after he allegedly stole a vehicle. Now note that despite their incendiary rhetoric directed at police, D'Angelo does not blame Black Lives Matter for the targeting. Black Lives Matter has routinely referred to police as terrorists and claimed that cops deliberately target black men for death. But publicly blaming Black Lives Matter would only add fuel to the fire and put cops in more danger. I don't understand why you wouldn't do it anyway, though. If you got people planning to kill your officers, are they going to kill them worse if you make them matter? Is that what it is now? Don't make Black Lives Matter mad? Police around the country right now are under siege by both politicians and activists who are looking at their actions with a magnifying glass. And in some places, this has resulted in police pulling back from high crime areas, seeking to minimize confrontations. It also places an element of doubt in the minds of law enforcement officers where hesitation could be fatal to them or other policemen. So three powerful street gangs are plotting to murder law enforcement officers in Chicago. This is not, you know, the stars are not lining up to a good thing for a terrible tragedy to occur unless the anti-police protesters dial back the rhetoric. Now, I have to tell you, I've been a fan and a proponent and an exponent of conservative talk radio for quite some time. And I'm sick of it. I'm not sick of my place in it because I'm not an idiot. I'm happy with what I got going on. But I'm tired of the same turbo conservatives that dominate talk radio and TV and Fox News. I'm tired of them. And Matthew Sheffield has written an important piece, first at his own website he edits, and then reposted at National Review Online. The conservative media echo chamber is making the right intellectually deaf. First, he explains how Trump rose to become the nominee. He writes, conservative activists who dislike GOP nominee Donald Trump are consistently asking themselves how their party could elect an inexperienced bomb thrower who constantly messes up. The relatively small influence of right-wing blogs and talk radio is part of the answer. Trump-hating hosts like Mark Levin and Glenn Beck bashed Trump daily in their program for months. Their criticism had no effect, however, because the only people tuning in were those who already agreed. And it didn't help that their denunciations were completely hypocritical and politically motivated as well. And that's something I think some of these guys forget. Okay? I know about the size of my audience. I know the relative size of it. And with some people, you know, I tell them these numbers and they'll go, wow. And then I explain to them, you don't understand how bad that is. Do you know how many gun owners are in the United States versus how many people listen to me? Now, let's look at Limbaugh, where I think I've heard it said that he reaches 18 million people. That's not 10% of America. That's barely a little more than 5% of America. That's a lot of people. That's a gigantic demographic, but it's not dominating. It may be dominating talk radio, but I mean, it's not dominating the country. There are more people today. You know, if I held up a book, if I held up a book by Sun Tzu, The Art of War, if I held up something by Socrates, and if I held up Profiles in Courage by John F. Kennedy, and then if I held up some glossies that I took of Kylie Jenner's Twitter feed, do you know which would go first? In America today, it would be Kylie Jenner's pictures. Now, how do Fox News' and talk radio's audience stack up to all the rest of the media? When you look at a couple of things, like, first of all, we know the progressives, which is the most of the rest of the media. We know that their market share is falling. And we know that Fox dominates television. But then when you look at the numbers of how many people tune into Fox, and you look at the overall population in the United States, if you get out there and you're going to say Fox is the harbinger of everything good and logical, that explains why we have such a, you know, such a bunch of know-nothing voters. Conservatives have significant outposts in radio, and but it's still dwarfed by the sum total of the center-left media behemoth. And that's just the way it is. Now, the problem here is that a lot of these guys that have been out there, that have been talking this and that and the other, Trump comes along and he gets people involved. He gets them excited. And, you know, where Levin, Beck, and a lot of these guys have failed, Trump comes in and speaks exactly to what they're talking. And, you know, a lot of the things that he is talking about, immigration, gun control, all this other stuff, these talk radio proponents talk about it all the time. I talk about it all the time. But, you know, none of us are trying to get any votes. Trump's trying to get votes, and he got them. He got them. So this self-serving cycle cannot be broken unless forward-thinking executive producers take the risk to break it and bring in fresh personalities who know what they're talking about, but who can also communicate conservatism in an attractive way. Conservatism is a great ideology. It's stupendous. It gets out there and says, you can be what you want to be. But if you're out there and you get out there and somebody, if the conservatives lie to the constituents, they're going to turn on the champions of conservatism, on the old guard. So, you know, look at that. If you got a radio station near you and you don't like what you're hearing, call their program director. Tell them to look for some new stuff. Tell them I'm available. We're going to be right back. We have a Harvard professor who's saying nothing to see here. This is Lock and Load.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
If these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have carried these. I've got two that I got, 4 years ago. They still work. I've holstered and unholstered a gun out of them thousands of times. Tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. Harvard psychology professor and celebrated pop shrink, although I've never heard of this guy. I don't know how he's celebrated. Steven Pinker has advised the Western world not to worry about the ever-increasing number of deadly acts of terrorism committed by radical Muslims. You see, terror threats are exaggerated, Pinker said, due to the publicity that terror attacks generate. It seems like a completely rational fear to be afraid of a terrorist attack when in reality it should not be. It is a mistake to allow terrorism to dominate foreign policy on a global agenda. Now, he originally made his comments in June in an interview with The European, which bills itself as the debate magazine. The Huffington Post chose to reprint this interview this week, which is weird because in the period since Pinker promised the terror fears are overblown, Muslim terrorists have slaughtered some 160 people in the United States and Western Europe. He told The European, comparing the two halves of the 20th century through those shows you that there is a clear trend toward humanism, citing the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights and no fewer than two sets of United Nations goals as evidence. Threats such as Boko Haram and ISIS are exaggerated. In terms of everyday terrorism, the harm is the reaction. Now, keep in mind that 97% of all terrorist agendas end in failure, so it isn't even a successful mode of achievement. Pinker did not elaborate on the exclusive data set, which allows him alone to discern that 97% of all terrorist agendas end in failure. He did note that virtually all the wars currently happening around the world feature radical Muslims bent on destruction. He said currently it is estimated that 10 out of the 11 wars have radical Islamist forces on one side. But he argued, however, that long, long ago, Christian nations engaged in awful conquest. Did he criticize the atrocities committed by, say, the Crusades, which generally failed and which ended about 500 years ago? Yes, he did. Almost immediately after condemning the awful conquest by Western European states, he suggested that the beneficial trends over the past century, virtually all of them instituted by modern Western nations, have not yet penetrated the Islamic world. He continues speaking, "We've made some fantastic progress in human flourishing despite setbacks in Russia and Turkey. We have wars, but there's also ordinary crime and institutional violence. If you don't live in a war zone, it is far more likely that you are killed by homicide than through any other way, so all discussion about violence must keep ordinary crime in mind." Western Europe has seen 9 terror attacks since November of 2015, and 7 of them have been since the beginning of this past July. Muslim terrorists have massacred over 100 people in half a dozen cities in France and Germany since July 14, 2016. Since 2015, Muslim terrorists have killed 68 people in the United States. During the same period, an additional 17 Americans were slaughtered by radical black nationalists Mika Xavier Johnson, psycho white supremacist Dylan Roof, and Robert L. Deere, a philandering woman-beating evangelical Christian with a gambling problem. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move on. Don't worry about it. I don't even, you know, don't fret none. But I will not leave this evening on a low note. One of the things that I find dear about John Lott is John Lott's studies are constantly ongoing. And he published a report titled Concealed Carry Permit Holders Across the United States 2016, compared permit holders to the general population and then to police officers in Florida and Texas, two states which largely mirror the rest of the country. The data revealed that from 2005 to 2007, there were 103 crimes per 100,000 police officers, while the U.S. population's rate is 37 times that number. Permit holders convicted of felonies and misdemeanors at less than a sixth of the rate of police officers, according to the study. Officers also commit firearm violations, 16.5 per 100,000, 7 times more frequently than permit holders, and only 2.4 per 100,000 in Texas and Florida. The report also shows that crime declined in states that do not require permits to carry. It reads, indeed, the murder rate was 31% lower in the states not requiring permits, so much for where there's guns, there's more, you know, where there's lax gun laws, there's more homicide. The violent crime rate was 28% lower. That's, you know, like really significant. Currently, several groups, such as Every Town for Gun Safety, the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, are targeting concealed carry laws as part of a broader gun control measure. Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety recently boasted of its achievements in defeating proposals in 16 states that would allow citizens to carry without a permit. I don't know how much they had to do with it. It didn't, you know, in my state, they weren't involved in it. Similarly, the Brady Center argued that concealed carry permit applicants should prove to state and local governments that they have a good cause to carry a handgun in public. President Dan Gross referred to arguments in favor of concealed carry permits as repugnant lies and Wild West fantasies peddled by the corporate gun lobby. That's the thing they always come up with. It's always about people wanting to sell more guns, and that's why they lie, to sell more guns. And then comes Lott. The man behind the news study said permit holders are reluctant to use the guns in a wrong way because they have a lot to lose if they do something wrong. In an interview with the Daily Signal, he said this, elaborating that he was not surprised with the report's results. Persons undergoing the rigorous concealed carry application process would likely be upstanding citizens. Permits issued by state and local governments have gone up 215% during Obama's tenure in office, according to the study. Over 14 million Americans applied for permits during this time. Lott finished by saying, indeed, it is impossible to think of any other group in the U.S. that is anywhere near as law-abiding. And, you know, one thing I would say about this is, okay, so Dan Gross is out there saying good cause. How about our record? How about the record of the concealed carry permit holding populace? Is our record good cause for it? Is our law-abidingness good cause for it? Because you guys, you know, you throw it to the cops, and I throw it to the cops in a lot of cases. They're the ones that enforcing the law, but more of them break laws than do we, the concealed carry permit holders. And with 14.5 million of us, if anything you said was true, by now, I mean, they'd be making motion pictures about this, wouldn't they? I mean, I just can't imagine it any other way. So, oh, gosh. These guys, I swear to God. The gun grabbers, if they ever said anything that remotely sounded logical to me, getting out there, and let's look at one of the things they just said. Arguments in favor of concealed carry permits are repugnant lies and Wild West fantasies peddled by the corporate gun lobby to sell more guns. It's always about selling more guns, you see. Never mind that Gun Culture 2.0 is coming along. Never mind that black American ladies want to carry guns. Never mind that women at large are buying more guns. Oh, no, it's always because they got to sell one more gun. You know, it's not. The thing about this is they constantly want to push the smart gun technology, which there's no market for, where there's obviously a market for a traditional type firearm that doesn't have any sort of smart circuitry in it. It completely baffles me. Completely baffles me. But hey, this is what makes the world go round, right? Without this, I would love to be able to talk about something else. Let's come back and let's talk about target shooting. I can only do that like once a week, but I would be happy with that. Going to do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. Always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.